There are many images and symbols in Spain that remind us of Christmas. Some are international, like the Christmas tree, wreaths, and lights. And then again, even then, some of those have a particular Spanishy bent to them. The lights, for example, in the streets are a standard in just about every city, town, village, and hamlet throughout the country, and they will vary in their brightness, quantity, originality, and even sometimes their taste. But the one you are bound to find in every single place is that omnipresent Felices Fiestas, Happy Holidays, written in script. It's at the entrance of almost every town, and it might also say Feliz Navidad, or use other languages like Catalan, Bon Nadal, or Bo Nadal in Gallego and Galician, and even Basque, Zorionak. Some towns, in fact, don't even bother to take that sign down. They'll just leave it up there all year long and turn it on for the Yuletide season. And then you have other symbols like the turrones, Three Kings and Three Kings cake, and so many more. But if I had to point out, or if I had to point to one quintessential Christmas tradition in Spain, it must be the Belén, or the nativity scene, sometimes known as just a nativity, or a crib, or creche. This last one, the creche, is the word that we used to use in my home when I was growing up, though I'm not sure if it's as common as it used to be. Today, the nativity scene, the Belén, is still very common. I won't say you'll find it in every home, but certainly in a majority of them. You can find them also in stores, entrances to apartment buildings, churches, municipal buildings. Their complexity ranges from a basic four-figure representation known as a misterio to immensely elaborate communities that take up an entire room. It's incredible. Now, the Belén isn't original to Spain. The first nativity scenes were supposedly created in Italy. The idea, apparently, or at least the legend, came from St. Francis of Assisi, and the year is generally given as 1223, when the monk decided to display a reenactment of the birth of Jesus. He used real people to represent the main characters. At least that is what is most commonly told. There is scant evidence of this event ever taking place, but something must have happened there or somewhere around that time, because it started up about then. The custom began to extend throughout the country of Italy and over to other countries. And by the 15th century, they began to appear in Spain. And they say that the first shop or workshop that actually specialized in nativity scene figures was founded in 1471 in the town of Alcorcón, which is now a bedroom community about 10 kilometers west of Madrid. It's an old town, but if you look at it now, you wouldn't see the relationship. But it's a shame. I think it's something that town should bring up more often, because it's an interesting fact. Anyway, that traditionally slowly caught on, but mostly in churches, though there is some written records of a creche in a private home in as early as 1589 in the town of Jodar, which is in Jaén, the province of Jaén in Andalusia. But it wasn't until the 18th century that the tradition really caught on. And according to tradition, we have King Carlos III to thank for that, although at the time he still wasn't king of Spain. Before he became that, and a successful one at that, I might add, Carlos actually ascended to the throne of Naples, where he was known as Carlos of Bourbon, or Bourbon. I think he was actually Carlos VII officially. At the time, Spain still controlled Sicily and the lower half of Italy, including Naples. He and his wife, Maria Amalia of Saxony, became enamored of their Italian kingdom, and their subjects very much liked them too. They made a concerted effort to improve the quality of life of the people on all levels, as well as made important reforms. Carlos would end up being one of the most popular monarchs ever there. And one reason was that he actually bothered to live in the land where he reigned over, something that didn't always happen with previous monarchs. But then in 1759, they returned to Spain to become king of Spain. That wasn't originally part of the plan, but that's sort of how things turned out for Carlos. He missed Naples, and the people from Naples very much missed him. Why are we talking about this? Well, it's because Naples was also the place where the finest creches, nativity scenes, were being crafted by expert artisans. To this day, they are acclaimed around the world for their extraordinary beauty and sophistication. Carlos had one made for his son, the future King Carlos IV, which is why it is sometimes referred to as the Princess Nativity Scene. The collection has been added on to over the centuries, and it is displayed every Christmas at the Palacio Real, the Royal Palace in Madrid. And it was starting at this point that the Belén really took off. Throughout the 19th and 20th century, they literally became household items. The basic set will include Mary, Joseph, the baby Jesus, a donkey, and an ox, and obviously usually the three kings, and of course the Star of Bethlehem, which in Spain traditionally resembles a comet more than just a star the way we look at it in other countries. But then, from there, additions are added onto it, and they can range from angels to shepherds to townspeople with specific crafts like ironsmiths and carpenters and things like that. Then you'll have some with Roman soldiers from Herod's palace and a few other curiosities I'll tell you about later. These will also include homes and houses and castles, rocks, hills, moss, shiny blue paper for a starry background, aluminum foil sort of crinkled up to look like rivers, flickering lights, LED lights, red glows from red bulbs made to look like fire, like maybe where the shepherds are sitting around. The most ambitious versions will also include running water, sometimes with a wheel turning, you know, like a mill. And they can be found in basically any home, but the ones where the grandparents live tend to be the most sophisticated dioramas around. The grandchildren will burst in the door of the home and race to the Belén and stare at it for hours until they've basically learned by heart every nook and cranny of the model. It's sort of part of the magic of it all. Anyway, traditions that you can do related to these nativity scenes, the Beléns. If you want to live the classic Madrid experience, you can actually start your own set by buying the basics at the Christmas market in Madrid, in the Plaza Mayor, the way the locals have been doing for decades. In fact, selling Christmas objects, toys, and food in the center goes all the way back to the 17th century, where the market was held in the nearby square of Plaza de la Cruz. It's just a stone's throw away. The Plaza Mayor was used exclusively for the sale of food, like turkeys, which were sold alive. You had to do all the hard work at home and the dirty work. But then the market was moved to the Plaza Mayor, and since 1944 has been home to this annual tradition of selling Beléns and nativity scene figures. Many will go there and buy their first one or search for a particular figure or a piece to add on to every year. That's, of course, if you want to do the most traditional thing. In fact, one popular figure comes from Catalonia, and it's called the Caganer, and that's Catalan for basically the pooping man. And it's a figure of usually a traditional country person from Catalonia with traditional clothes, and he's squatting over and defecating. I'm totally serious here. And they usually have him hidden somewhere in the nativity scene, and it's spread throughout the country. It's become popular to have one nowadays. In fact, people like to get one
with a famous, a celebrity, or usually a political figure as sort of a social statement doing the same thing. So that's another curiosity that I said I would tell you about. Anyway.
You can also buy these sets of all kinds and sizes and budgets in other places. So even if you're not interested in buying anything, it's worth walking around and checking it out. Careful with the evenings, though, because that's when they can get especially packed. Another tradition entails going around the city or the towns to see the different nativity scenes. Popular ones will cause long lines to form to see them. They can be found in churches, but also museums, palaces, municipal buildings. Some of them are absolutely stunning. This, I have to admit, is a favorite tradition of mine. I don't always get a chance to do it every year, but if I can spend a little time checking out some of them, it's sort of fun to do. Obviously, the ones I like, the ones that are not too crowded. I remember last year being in the town of Turegano in Segovia and watched a father and son work on a huge one in the church there. They were working on it patiently. I enjoyed observing that bonding moment, passing on sort of that know-how from generation to generation. Some of the most famous in Madrid include the one in Centro, which is part of the Plaza de Cibeles, where the Palacio de Comunicaciones is. It is now the town hall. The Princess Belén, which I told you about, in the Royal Palace. And then there's another one in the Casa de Correos in Puerta del Sol. That's a famous one. Also Real Descalzas, that convent is a very popular one too. And there are many more. All over the country, there are cities and towns featuring amazing creches. For example, there's a magnificent life-size Belén in El Escorial, about 45 minutes west of the city of Madrid. For any of these, though, a little internet check to the place you are visiting or living in would be a good idea so you know about times and dates. Finally, you can also try and check out one of the living nativity scenes, the ones where real people are participating, often in the smaller towns. In a sense, this takes us back to the original idea that St. Francis supposedly had. There are towns that are famous for these Beléns. They are all over the country. Near Madrid, there's one in Buitrago de Lozoya, which is about an hour north of Madrid. And that stands out, but there are also others in Cabezas de San Juan in Sevilla, in Santillana del Mar, a beautiful town in Cantabria, in Alcanadre in La Rioja. Probably the most famous one is in a town called Bascara, which is in the province of Girona up in Catalonia. But you can find them all over the place. Just a couple of years ago, I was in Soria. I was out in a small town called Omkara, and they had a very pretty one. It's also a very pretty town. They have a festival of the holly, like holly branches, holly leaves, really something special. So anyway, that's about that. That's the basics about the Belenes, the nativity scenes at Christmas, a classic tradition in Spain. We hope you have enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us with any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, please click on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.